You've been building your business for a while and you want to grow to the next level, but something's stopping you. Once you've tapped into what's going on inside of you in relation to going to your next level of success, you'll be able to make plans that you can act on to move to where you want to be. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, I'm inviting you into this very special episode. And it's really close to my heart. I believe it may resonate deeply with yours as well. You know, when we first embarked on this wild adventure of crafting the life of our dreams, we were filled with so many possibilities. Some of us were scaling the corporate ladder, seeking more than just the next rung. And others, you know, maybe you've nurtured a family. And in the early, early morning, when you've needed to get up and go, you've realized that you yearned for more freedom, a life crafted entirely on your own terms. So you took the plunge, you started that side hustle with a heart full of hope and a spirit ready to go do amazing things. But here we are, a little further down the path, and your business that was just once a dream is now a vibrant living thing. Maybe it's your main gig, or maybe you're on the cusp of making it your main gig, and yet amidst the hustle, there's this nudge, like a whisper that is urging you to leap further, but it seems like something's holding you back and you're not sure what it is. This is when you feel an internal shift. It may be that feeling that you just know that you need to step further into your vision, but something's stopping you. You've dipped your toe in, you've invested in ways to grow further, but it seems to be taking too long. And you wonder if it's the process or if there's something deeper going on inside of you. This is where making a high level of importance CEO meeting with yourself comes in. Put it on your calendar, go to a quiet place where you can think for a period of time that feels good, that has an atmosphere of inspiration, and ask yourself what's really going on. But first, the very first thing you're going to do, of course, if you know me at all, you're going to celebrate how far you've come. You're going to begin this session with yourself listing on a piece of really pretty paper with a beautiful pen all the ways you've made yourself proud. Remember, this is you and you. No one else is around, so you will not be judged for being totally candid and just celebrating yourself like crazy. This is not the time for you to think of all the ways you could have done better or where you stumbled. This is where you focus on all the times you got up, shook out your hair, and courageously stepped into your next action with hope in your heart. You're going to write down all the people you've served, the good things people say when they're around you, and how they feel, how you make them feel, the presence you give, the connections you've made, and yes, money. The money you've made out of nothing but your ideas, creativity, and collaboration. Be as detailed as you can, from the way that you present yourself to the way you care for your well-being and those you love, because these are the fertile soil where the seeds of your dreams have been planted and they're sprouting in various stages of growth and flourishing. Now, once you've done this, ask yourself, what feels hard right now? Where am I procrastinating? Where do I need help? Don't judge your thoughts, just write them down. Again, what feels hard right now? Where am I procrastinating? Where do I need help? Lastly, ask yourself, what happens when all of my wildest dreams become a reality? How does my life change? How are my relationships impacted? I really want you to sit with this one. Close your eyes if it feels safe for you to do that and imagine it. Start by focusing on your breath and the beating of your heart and just allow all of the thoughts to emerge. For this question, I recommend that you don't write, but grab your phone and just record yourself on the voice notes. Your phone can even be in airplane mode, so you're not disturbed through this process, but voice notes will still work so that you can speak in a free-flowing way with no interruption. And you can get it transcribed later if you like, but really listening back to it and physically writing bullet points on the key things that gave your soul a pang is even more potent, because those are the areas where you'll want to look at first. The answers are in you. This exercise is so powerful because it's done in free-flowing space where you can actually listen to what your soul is saying without any outside influence. You may have butterflies and you may be tempted to distract yourself. And that's why being in a quiet place is so powerful. But as long as you've given yourself enough time to do this, you'll start to get in the flow. Getting support with this by way of a trusted friend or your therapist or your coach can be really helpful if you find yourself avoiding this. I mean, accountability really is a catalyst. But start now with yourself. Just, you know, see what happens. You may be surprised at how far you get. Once you've tapped into what is going on inside of you in relation to going to your next level of success, you'll be able to make plans that you can act on to move to where you want to be. We're going to cover that next up in another episode. I've found it so valuable doing this personally and having confidants to work through things like this. I highly recommend having regular times with yourself, though, as well, to do this. I call them my morning CEO walk and my end of the day debrief walk. You got to do what works for you, but I'm telling you, being out in nature is kind of magical. Something else that's been so valuable over the years, where I have not felt like I've been in an echo chamber, is walking the path of entrepreneurship with other people in communities. People on a similar journey, maybe completely different businesses, different lives, different movements that they're leading. But it's been so powerful because, you know, we realize as entrepreneurs and as leaders of movements, there is a reason why not everyone chooses this path. It is not for everyone. But for those who it is, surrounding yourself with others who really get it is a priceless investment in your time and resources. And I'd say it's top of the list for your business growth strategy. You may have heard that I created a community for this purpose. The Seasons Collective is an online space where female entrepreneurs and leaders of movements connect, tap into growth practices, share their soul work, and collaborate with the focus to bring the next elevation of their big, bold business dreams to life. There are so many tools and practices and resources available and always being added with the purpose of helping you clear the mind clutter and get focused on your highest value actions in a healthy, well-cared-for body. We talk systems and structure, but it's all supported by a nourished body and regulated nervous system so your soul can truly lead the way. Tap the link in the show notes to learn more. You have everything you need inside of you to experience the life you most desire, to receive so much goodness, and to lavish it on those you love so it ripples out to your corner of the world. Thank you for listening. Please share this with your business bestie. And I'd so love if you'd rate and leave a review for this episode if you feel like this message was helpful. See you in a few days when I introduce you to my next wonderful guest. Follow the show to know when it's up. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Big blessings.